News there. I'm your host, Allison. If you're new here, thank you for joining us. This is a podcast where I talk to a new horror fan every week because I hope to destigmatize what it means to be a horror movie fan, because most of us are just regular people who like the adrenaline rush of being scared for some reason, and here we delve into those reasons. I'm so excited because this week we have a conversation with Emma Donovan, aka Sketchy Ed, on YouTube on the podcast. I've been loving her videos for a while now, so I was super excited to find a time for us to chat all about how she started her channel and what her favorite types of horror movies are. We talked about her favorite genres, how she grew up being absolutely terrified to watch horror movies because of an urban legend she heard, and I loved her unpopular opinions, and you might too. I know you're going to love this episode. One last thing before we get into this episode, if you love the show and haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, I'd be so grateful if you could take a second to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to us. Thank you to everyone who's already left us a review. It's so appreciated, as it really helps people to find us. I think I've rambled enough, so let's get into this episode with Emma Donovan. Hey, Emma, how are you doing?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here. Do you want to start by telling everyone a little bit about yourself, where you're from, et cetera?
Yeah. So I'm Emma, also known as Sketchy Ed, which is the name of my YouTube channel, where I discuss and review horror and thriller films. If you couldn't tell from my accent, I'm from Australia and I live in the state of Queensland, so usually very sunny. At the moment, a little bit overcast. I have a husband who I subject to horror films, and I have a nearly one-year-old son who has definitely put a spanner in the works when it comes to watching horror films, but it's been fun.
So first things first, what's your favorite scary movie?
I'm probably going to have to cheat. I have two. Okay. One, my first favorite scary movie would have to be Hereditary. I love Ari Aster. When I watched Hereditary for the first time, I just was completely blown away. I watched it by myself. Unfortunately, I didn't watch it in the cinemas, which is a big regret of mine. But yeah, when that scene happened, I just thought, wow, I really don't know what is going to happen. And we obviously who've seen it know that it kind of goes real crazy. I love it. But my second favorite scary movie is not so well received, and that's Gothica. You also love it.
Yeah. I love Gothica.
And yes, I remember I put a tweet about it and then you shared your love. I'm like, yes, we have a connection there. But I honestly don't understand all the hate. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 50%.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. I don't often look at Rotten Tomatoes. So I did not know that it had such a low score, but I'm not surprised because nobody ever talks about it. And when they do, it's like not super positive.
I don't understand. It has a great cast. It's like, it's actually super scary. And I feel like it really holds up even now. Like,
yeah,
if I'm having a scary movie night, that is the movie that I want to put on. So, I mean, if anyone hasn't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's really good.
Yeah, I think it's streaming somewhere. I think it might be on Netflix here in the States. I bought a copy.
You can rent it on YouTube, which done many a time.
I bought a copy of the DVD for $3 on the street near me a couple months ago. So
that's awesome. I actually first watched it on DVD. I think it was like a burnt copy, you know, like back in the day. Like,
yeah.
I was like a really early teen and I don't know who even gave it to me, but yeah, so good.
Awesome. And Hereditary is so great too. It's just a roller coaster.
Definitely.
So how did you first fall in love with the horror genre?
I guess it kind of goes back to my childhood and my discovery of the love of my love of all the creepy type of things. So when I was like really young, I used to stay at my cousin's house during our school holidays. So I was probably like 8 years old and we used to like Google ghost photos online and go to the library and get out books on spirits and like witches and all that stuff. And we used to do all the fun stuff, like, you know, Bloody Mary in front of the mirror.
Oh, we used to do that all the time in elementary school.
Did you ever do it the third time? Like, we never did. Like,
I can't remember. We would do it looking into the toilet in the bathroom in the dark.
I've never heard of that one. We used to do weird things. Like, so we used to have a porcelain doll, you know, like those creepy dolls. And one of them, we used to lock each other in the bedroom with the lights off and see who could last in there the longest. We'd never go more than 10 seconds, but So that's kind of where my, I guess, love started in a way. And then I watched the Blair Witch Project at their house for the first time at like 10. And then something happened where I had this intense fear of watching a scary movie in my early teens. And I think it's because I got told by someone that there was this teenager who their mum said that they weren't allowed to watch Scream. And then apparently they snuck into the movie theater and had a heart attack and died. I totally don't believe this is an urban legend, I swear. But I was so terrified of watching a scary movie after that. So when I was 13, we went to the movies with a bunch of friends, and on the spot, they decided to watch The Skeleton Key. And I was nearly in tears because I was just like trying to like negotiate. Can you watch anything else, please? I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch this. Like, I don't want to watch this and it's going to be too scary. I'm going to die. But we watched it and I loved it. And from there, literally, that's where my love really blossomed. So I was 13 and haven't really looked back since then.
I watched The Skeleton Key last year, I think, for the first time. It was decent, but I couldn't get into the second one. I tried watching the second one a couple times and I was like,
I didn't even know there was a second one.
There is a second one, but yeah. Oh. So if you're ever bored,
have to check that one out. Yeah, I don't know how, you know, when you have those nostalgia glasses after you see something. Yeah, so I don't even know how good The Skeleton Key really is, but
awesome. So why do you think that people who seem perfectly sane love the horror genre?
That's a good question. I think that everyone kind of likes the horror genre, even if they don't know they do. Like, I have friends that I know who think I'm a freak because I love horror films, or they just think, you know, write it off. Like, I hate horror films, you know, they're crazy, whatever. But I feel like you just got to find the one that you can tolerate. And then it's just like a thrill ride in a safe environment. They're fun. You know, going in that you're going to have a good time. Like, you're going to feel fear, you're going to feel suspense, and you're going to come around out of it alive. So honestly, I just think that's what we're just thrill seekers, really.
Great answer. So what scares you nowadays in real life and in movies?
Well, what scares me in real life? I mean, other than the obvious, especially being a mom now, anything happening to your child, things like that. I think I'm really scared of like home invasions. And I've always had a fear of, I don't know, people outside of your house. And I don't know, even when people knock on the door now, like, I hate answering the door, even when they're knocking. So yeah, the thought of a home invasion really, really scares me. I used to be scared of like ghosts and things like that. Not so much anymore. I don't know. I think I'm a bit of a skeptic. So, but yeah, and in movies, I mean, paranormal stuff does get me in movies. So that's a bit weird that it doesn't get me in real life. But yeah, I'd say ghosts and paranormal in movies.
Very cool. What's your favorite subgenre in horror?
My favorite subgenre in horror would probably have to be psychological and found footage, as well as a off the side. I love found footage films. And I know that you do too. I know that you, I think one of your favorite films is Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Great film. But yeah, I tend to gravitate towards the psychological type of films.
Yeah, definitely myself as well. My ultimate favorite horror movie is The Ring. So
such a good film.
Yeah. 20th anniversary is coming up next week. So
my God, I can't believe that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw that movie twice in theaters.
Oh, see, I would love to see that in theaters. I'm so jealous.
And I saw it last year on Halloween in 35mm in theaters. So that was fun.
Oh my gosh.
So many people had never seen it before. It was all their first time. So
you're kidding. How old were the audience?
I mean, it was just like, I think they were young adults, maybe in 30s. I don't know. They just missed it.
What are they doing?
I know.
The Ring is essential watching the horror. Right?
I agree. Do you have any favorite horror directors?
The first that would come to mind is Ari Aster. I mean, he's only done Hereditary and Midsommar so far, but both of those films are like just amazing in my book. I really can't wait for his next one coming out as well, which is, I think it's Disappointment Boulevard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's horror though. Like,
I don't think he's classifying it as horror, but he also didn't classify Hereditary as horror. So
yeah, family drama or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I just think he's so I mean, I think he's brilliant. He's like, every film he's done so far, the two of them, they're just so well made, and they're just, oh, they're incredible. Another director that I'm excited to see more of is Natalie Erica James. She's Australian who did Relic.
Oh, okay.
She's actually got a horror film in the works at the moment. I think it's called Apartment 7A or something. So I'm really looking forward to that from her. And I don't know if it's an unpopular opinion. It's a bit weird, but M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, okay. I think I knew that. I knew that from watching your videos. I think you mentioned The Visit.
See, I did like The Visit. I liked it too. Yeah, excellent. And I even didn't mind The Happening when it came out. Like, I was younger. So I'll put that out there. But I mean, that it disturbed me. So, but with him, you know that it's gonna be a fun time. It's not gonna be boring. So
yeah, that's true.
He has to go in there.
I don't remember seeing Sixth Sense in theaters, but I have the ticket stubs, so I know I saw it. But yeah.
Oh, how incredible. Who would your favorite director be, out of curiosity?
Probably Mike Flanagan.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's good.
And Karen Kusama, who did Jennifer's Body and The Invitation.
Oh, I love The Invitation, and I love Jennifer's Body too.
Yeah. So as you said in the beginning of our conversation, you are the creator of the YouTube channel Sketchy Ed. What inspired you to start making videos, and how long have you been doing it?
My channel is pretty much in its infancy stage, but essentially I started my channel in 2020. I feel like a lot of us have this similar story, but really it was for a place I can talk about horror films, because no one in my real life really enjoys them. So I started that in 2020. I took a break when I was pregnant just because I had other things going on, but now I'm full steam ahead again and I'm really, really enjoying it. But yeah, that's pretty much why I started my channel. And I don't know, are you in a similar situation? You started a podcast because...
Yeah, definitely. I have a bunch of people to talk to, but I realized that I liked talking to them about horror movies and that there are so many different kinds of horror fans. So that's why I started the podcast. But it was also during 2020. So I was also sort of out of boredom. So
yeah, we all had a lot of time.
Yeah. Especially in Australia, where you guys had very strict lockdowns.
It was really weird. So where I'm from, we didn't have we didn't really get locked down per se. Like, we probably had a couple weeks of lockdowns periods, but we had strict restrictions. Like, states were locked down from each other, like things like that. So it was very weird for a while.
Yeah. I have a friend in Brisbane. So
I'm from Brisbane.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice.
Cool. Yes, small world.
So what have your favorite videos been that you've made so far?
That's a good question. I think I've been really enjoying the Everything I Watched videos, which was inspired by Spooky Astronauts. I love her. She actually inspired my channel initially. Like, I was watching her during pre-COVID, I guess. But yeah, I really enjoy those type of videos. They're a bit more casual, and you get to kind of knock out a bunch of films. But, and I did one recently for found footage. I feel like it's going to be like a three-part series, because there's just so many great found footage films. And I just... stopping it at 10 is just, it's not right. Like, way more to talk about, but that would probably be, I guess, your answer.
Nice. Remind me, I watched the found footage video, but I can't remember. What were your top 10 found footage horror movies? If you can remember off the top of your head.
Let's see if my mum brain can work right now. So I think there was MOM, Mothers of Monsters, Hell House LLC. I know Creep was on there somewhere. The Medium, which I know you saw, and I listened to your wrap up as well. I'm enjoying your wrap up.
Oh, thank you.
Cloverfield, Taking a Deborah Logan, Wreck, definitely you have to see. I know that it's on your list this month. Yes. Searching. Have you seen Searching?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that in theaters. Yeah, it was really good.
I didn't even hear about anything about it. And I think someone mentioned it in a comment on a random Instagram post, and then I loved it. I watched it twice in one weekend. It's surprising.
Yeah.
Chronicle, have you seen Chronicle?
I haven't seen it. I don't even remember hearing about it on your video, but
yeah, no one ever talks about it. I thought it was a great film, but there's two others and I feel really bad for, oh no, I thought it was Blair Witch Project. I did mention that one though, but that was an honorable mention.
Okay. Yeah. I remembered you mentioning Blair Witch Project at some point. What's your favorite Australian horror movie?
Probably Relic. I think it's, I know, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it too. It's yep. so good. It's like devastating. And the yeah. first time I watched it, man, I was like howling at the end. And I rewatched it recently, this past month actually, and it caused me to have like the same reaction. It's like really powerful. And again, Natalie Erica James, I think she has a really promising career. Like, really enjoyed that one. Not so, I guess, dark, but I liked a hundred Bloody Acres, I think it's called. I watched it recently.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a comedy. It's a horror comedy.
All right.
It's definitely, it's very, it's got a lot of Aussie humor. So I don't know how it will be received like by people who aren't from Australia. So it'd be interesting. If you ever see it, let me know.
Okay. I'll try to look up where it's streaming and then I'll get back to you.
Yeah. And Hounds of Love is another good one. It's not a horror film. It's a thriller, but it's like super dark and disturbing. And it's another one that I only recently saw a couple months ago. But yeah, it's like intense. And I literally like bit off all my nails like watching it. It's so tense.
Oh my goodness. That's how I felt about the movie Fall that just came out in theaters, and it's on VOD now, I think.
Yeah, I think it's in our cinemas at the moment. I don't think it's on VOD here yet, but I remember seeing it, you know, hearing about it, and I thought, this looks a bit lame, but I feel like it's got some pretty like good reviews so far. Like,
I haven't read any of the reviews, but I was like, that is such a simple concept. I don't know what they're going to do with it or how they're going to stretch it out to an hour and 40 minutes, but from like the minute they start climbing that thing, you feel like you're on the pole with them. So
it's like really well done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I will put it on my list. I was
yes.
a bit iffy about it, but cool.
Yeah. So it's just a fun one. Maybe not if you have a fear of heights, but I mean,
it's a good way to face your fear, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You might have a panic attack, but
at least it wasn't in a virtual reality, right?
Oh my God.
Sure, that's where we're going, right?
Oh, I would never watch that movie in 3D. I don't really like 3D movies to begin with, but
why? It just like makes you feel a bit
I like my movies on the screen. Like, I don't like going to like Halloween haunts or anything. Like, I never would have gone to the Hell House LLC because I just don't want it coming out at me. So
I've actually never been to a haunt or anything like that. And in Australia, I feel like it's becoming like a more popular thing.
Yeah.
As Halloween wasn't really a thing until, I don't know, recent years. So we're really getting on the train, which I love, but I might go to my first kind of haunt kind of experience this year. So I'm sure you'll hear about it.
Awesome. I look forward to hearing about it. I have a friend who used to go to like intense haunts around New York City. And he was like, you have to sign a waiver before you go in.
Really?
I was like, no, thank you.
Oh my gosh, that would be really interesting. Like, in theory, that sounds really good. But yeah, I'm like such a scaredy cat. Like I said, I don't like people knocking at my front door. So I don't know how I'd go with people like grabbing you or like sneaking up behind you. But
yeah. Have you seen Hell House LLC 2 and 3?
No, I haven't. Are they worth the watch?
I think they're worth the watch because they tell you more of the story about the house. They're not particularly good movies. They're not as good as the first one, but I think they're worth the watch if you have the time, which as a parent, you might not.
No, I think that would be interesting because oftentimes I don't watch sequels because you know how like sometimes they just use the name and then they just do their own story unrelated. So I didn't know it was related. So I'll definitely check that out. But have you seen Houses That October Built?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the sequel. Cool. Yeah.
I didn't know the sequel too. Oh, okay, cool. Does it continue the story? Like, do you figure out what happened?
Yeah. So one of the women or the woman from the first one, the guys are all trying to get her to come back and do it again and do like another documentary. So I don't remember a whole lot about the sequel, but I remember it had a really cool ending. It's like not the best sequel, but the ending was kind of
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll have to check that one out. Didn't see. I don't know. So sequels, I'm just like, I really should pay more attention.
You're like, I love the first one. That's all I need.
Yeah, it's standalone in my mind.
Yeah. So you have a son, but he's very young right now. But do you plan on introducing him to horror when he's older?
Definitely. When he was like really, really young, I used to watch horror movies like when he couldn't fathom, like look past his nose or whatever. Now it's getting a little bit hard, but I definitely do. Like, I don't know how to. If I'm honest, I'm trying to think back to what I saw in my childhood. I guess I saw Gremlins. My parents showed me that. That's like a horror film.
It's a G. It's rated G. So
you're kidding.
Yeah.
See, I haven't watched it since I was a kid, but yeah, so I might start with that. I don't know.
Sorry. It's PG. So
PG. Ah, that's all right. Well, so is The Ring, right? I'm not going to be showing him that till he's a little bit older, I think.
The Ring is PG-13. So
PG-13. Okay. Cause yeah, yes. I think there's a different in Australia. We have G than PG than M or whatever. Okay. So
might be different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do definitely want to introduce him. I think it'll be so much fun. And his birthday is near Halloween. Like it's the week after. So I feel like, he can have a Halloween themed birthday, do things like that.
Be like, it might be really cool. Post Halloween party.
Just keep it going.
Yeah. That's awesome. Does your husband like horror movies? I think you said you make him watch them, but.
Yeah. He doesn't not like them. Like he tolerates them. They're not his favorite genre of film. Like he went and watched Smile with me in the cinemas and recently. And like, I made him watch Hereditary by myself. And I was like, so affected by it. I couldn't watch it for like 6 months afterwards, but I really wanted to show him it because, you just want to share the experience. And I'm like, it's like really disturbing. Like, I don't want to scar you. Like I was trying to really preface it, but I'm like, but I really want you to watch it. And he's like, oh, I'll just put it on. And then we watched it and he's like, oh yeah, it was all right. I'm like, what? So he surprises me sometimes. He doesn't get scared, but I won't show him certain horror films like Men, for example. I knew that it was going to be weird before I watched it. So I was like, I'm not going to subject you to that because he would just be like, what the fuck are you making me watch right now? Catane's another one. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm like, okay, I've got to find some time in my schedule where my son Xander's asleep or not with me and Josh isn't around as well.
Yeah, Titane is a weird one.
I've heard. I don't know much about it, but I know that there's some weird stuff with the car. So I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah. Hereditary, the first time I rewatched it after seeing it in theaters was during the beginning part of the pandemic. And it was my birthday and I had the DVD and I made my then boyfriend watch it with me. And I was like, did you like it? He was like, no, I hated it. I was tense the entire time. I was like, yes.
That's exactly how it's meant to make you feel. Congratulations. <Yeah. laughs> Well, what a romantic little date night.
I know. And I watched Titane on a date too. So.
Oh, wow. Have you watched Men yet?
I have watched Men. I watched Men with one of my girlfriends in the theaters. Oh. It was weird. I liked it. It was a good home invasion movie until the end.
What's happening here?
I was like, that was an interesting choice. But yeah,
When all that stuff was happening, I was at home by myself watching it and I was like sweating because I was like, I hope Josh doesn't come home right now at this point, because how do I explain this? Like,
So an article came out in 2020 that said that horror movie fans were handling lockdown better than non-horror movie fans. Why do you think that was the case?
We didn't have the super, super strict lockdowns here, so I can't talk from experience, but maybe it goes back to the whole, us liking the thrill of horror films and everyone else is stuck at home kind of bored, whereas we're like, cool, let's watch a horror film and let's go on a roller coaster in our living room. But I mean, from my own experience, maybe a lot of us kind of turned to the internet and started this crazy hobby surrounded like relating to horror, and then discovered the horror community, because I don't know, I didn't even know that this existed. Like, but everyone is like super inviting and it's a really great positive space. Well, my experience so far of it has been. So maybe it's just because we have a great community as well.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. I went to my first horror convention back in August and it was just such nice people. So
that's awesome. I don't know if we have much of those here. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
So how do you decide what to watch when you're looking for a horror movie to watch?
I am terrible like at finding movies to watch. Like I have Letterboxd and I have a watch list. I don't know what for, because I never go back to it. I always like add things to it. And then once I do have this time, like Xander's asleep, for some reason, Josh isn't around, I end up spending about an hour scrolling through Netflix or Stan or Amazon Prime, and then I'll eventually maybe start something and then I might only get halfway through. But I mean, for the most part, I think if there's a new release coming out and I think I'm going to make a video about it, then I'll definitely watch that, especially if we get it in cinemas at the same time as the US. Yeah. Like, that's just a bonus. Or if I hear about any films on podcasts, especially, or other YouTube videos, I'll watch those. I listened to a few podcasts, and like the Conjecturing Pod, do you know?
No, I've never heard of that.
They're awesome, but they discuss horror films. And so every week's a different movie. And if I haven't seen the movie they're going to talk about, I'm like, okay, I'll watch that one.
Oh, cool.
So really other people make my decisions for me. It's hard.
I do the same thing. Yeah. Suggestions from my friends. And if people on podcasts are talking about movies, same thing. I also have a watch list, which I'm now knocking a few off because I'm trying to like watch all these movies that I've never seen in October this year. I actually just got a copy of Wreck from my friend that I saw yesterday. So, because you can't really find it anywhere to like stream. Really? So yeah.
I watched it not too long ago. It might have been on Stan, which is a Australian streaming service, or YouTube sometimes renting. Yeah. Like that's kind of okay. Where I fall back to. But you haven't seen it yet though,
I haven't seen it.
I really look forward to hearing what you think about it. But maybe now it's too hyped because everyone talks so highly of it. You're gonna be like, what?
There has to be a reason that it has, I think, a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
and you're a found footage fan, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope the reading of subtitles doesn't take up too much of the experience, because that could take me out of it a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too bad from thinking back and when I watched it. But yeah, it's really well done. Have you seen Quarantine?
I haven't seen Quarantine.
Okay, cool. That's probably good. That it's pretty much a shot for shot, but I had seen Quarantine prior to seeing it, and I still thought it was really good and way better than the American one.
Awesome. That's usually the case. Are there any horror movies that you won't watch or that you won't watch ever again?
I will never watch a Serbian film just because I've read what it's about, and I have a feeling it will break my brain. Like, it will do something to it that I can never come back from. So that's on my I won't watch list. That's probably the only thing like I won't watch. What I won't watch again, I won't watch Irreversible. Have you seen that one?
I have not. I probably won't. I've heard of it. Oh, yeah. I probably won't watch it.
I don't recommend it. It's not even a good story. Like I don't know why it's so highly praised. It's just a film that goes in backwards order, really. And it's just like really disgusting. There's like a lot. It's very grotesque, the whole thing, but I won't watch that again. And I probably won't watch, and it's probably not as bad as what I remember it, but I Spit on Your Grave. I think it was like the 2000, I don't know, five or whatever version of it. When I watched it, I was probably like 18, and I hadn't been exposed to much of that type of content in movies before. And it broke my brain talking about breaking brains. So now I'm like, I can never watch that again. Although I have watched way worse since then, but it's not one I want to revisit.
Yeah. I've heard that one is intense. I haven't seen it, but I saw Saw for the first time when I was 18, and then I wouldn't watch it again because I just remembered it being so traumatizing. But I rewatched it for the first time last year before Spiral. So, but I've never seen any of the sequels, and I don't really want to.
See, I've only watched the second, like Saw after the first. I've seen the first one, the second one. And then I was like, I don't know if this is, oh, actually I did watch Spiral. I guess that's a sequel. And I watched some random other one, but yeah, that's not kind of my type of film.
Have you ever had any noteworthy experiences seeing a horror movie in theaters?
I had the most annoying one that it was the worst experience was watching The Conjuring 2. Which is really unfortunate, but we went to the cinemas. We even traveled all the way out to the city, which is like a 45-minute drive or whatever, to watch it. And the whole time there was like a drunk couple, maybe five rows ahead of us. And the whole movie, they were just yelling like, fuck you, at the cinema screen, like the whole time. And every time the usher would come in, they'd be quiet. And they literally got escorted out in the last 15 minutes of the film. And I had already checked out. I was like raging inside. Like, so I, even to this day, I haven't rewatched The Conjuring 2. And I feel like it's because of that experience is burned in my memory, but I definitely have to check it out again. Another, I guess, noteworthy experience was actually watching Cloverfield for the first time. I think it was during like one of the cinema chains here used to do movie marathons where they would play three movies back to back and start from like 10 o'clock at night and it'd finish at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was definitely like a teenager event. Yeah. So I was a teen at the time, and I believe Cloverfield was one of the films there. I do remember watching the cinemas, but really liking the film, but feeling like extremely motion sick.
Yes, it's a rough one with the motion sickness.
I don't know, like, I don't know if I would still have that reaction if I saw it in a cinema now. Like, I don't know if I was just super green at the time and I hadn't seen much of that type of film, but I just remember really liking it. I'm like, this is really good, but I can't kind of look at it the whole time. It's really annoying me.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw that one originally in theaters, and I saw it last month in theaters again at the Museum of Modern Art when they were showing a bunch of horror movies. And I was like in the third row or the fourth row. And then I was like, oh, I don't remember it being this shaky the entire time. Probably because I just watch it on my TV and it's not that bad on my TV. So
it is pretty motion sickness still, like going in as a seasoned.
Oh, definitely on a big screen it is. Luckily I don't get sick. My friend that was with me, she was like, yeah, I remember I saw this in theaters and I was drunk and I almost puked.
That is not a good combination.
Yes. So we've had a ton of good horror this year. So what has your favorite horror movie been so far in 2022?
I think it's a tie at the moment between X and Fresh. And we both got them in March. Like, yeah. What a great month. But yeah, they're definitely the standouts for this year for me, for sure.
Awesome. Good picks for sure. We don't have a whole lot of 2022 left, but what horror movie are you most looking forward to seeing in the rest of 2022, or thriller?
I have two, and they're two films I've been looking forward to for a very long time because of all the buzz that everyone's been talking about them. So it's been driving me crazy, but I'm looking forward to seeing Pearl and Barbarian. I actually looked it up today, and we're getting Barbarian at the end of this month, and we're getting Pearl next month, but I don't know. I don't think it's going to cinemas. I think it might just go straight to VOD.
Okay.
So I am honestly, I've had the biggest FOMO this whole last couple months, like month and a half or whatever. Everyone just losing their minds, especially about Barbarian. I'm like, I want in.
Yeah. Barbarian was so good. And it's a good thing that you're getting it in cinemas, because I think it's worth seeing in cinemas. Pearl, you'll be fine watching it at home. But yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, I don't know. I've heard that it's best to go into Barbarian kind of knowing not much. And I don't know anything. I don't even know the synopsis of it. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Keep it that way. And even if you've seen the trailer is so misleading. So it's great.
Oh, excellent. See, if I get tempted, at least I know I can go there.
Yeah. I went to see Smile for a second time yesterday, and the new Halloween Ends trailer played before it. And I'm like, well, I've seen the whole movie now. I don't need to go see in theaters.
Don't you hate that? I don't understand why they do that. Like, so frustrating.
Yeah. I think you mentioned one of these before, but are there any horror movies that you love that people generally don't like, or do you have any hot takes?
So I feel like this is where my credibility just like completely goes out the door. So for films that I don't like, or I guess a hot take, I wasn't a big fan of John Carpenter's Halloween. And I also wasn't a big fan of The Thing. I actually watched them both in the same month. And I was just like, average. Like, I don't get the hype. Like, I guess they're really good for their time, but wasn't a big fan. I actually liked Rob Zombie's Halloween better. And I'm probably like, that's probably super sacrilegious. Don't come for me. For films that I liked that people don't generally like, one that I know that you're not going to agree with me, but I actually didn't mind the Nightmare on Elm Street remake in 2000.
Oh, okay.
It was actually my first experience of Freddy Krueger. I never saw the original till this year, actually.
Okay.
So when I first watched it, I'm like, this is cool. And then like seeing all the reviews now, and everyone's just like, it's the worst remake ever, and like, it's so bad. And I actually didn't mind it. I actually won't mind. I want to rewatch it. I just want to see if it's as bad as everyone's saying. So yeah, I didn't mind that one. And I like Amityville Horror 2005. Anything in 2005, really, that year is like the pinnacle year of horror for me, because that's just when my world exploded. So everything I see through rose-colored glasses from that year.
That's cool. I definitely agree with you about Halloween. I think it was maybe scary for its time, but yeah, so bored. Before the Halloween 2018 came out, I watched the original Halloween with one of my friends and I was like, it's going to be so scary. And then it ended and I was like, that was so boring.
Like, so. Yeah, that was, I'm so glad that I have found someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, and I do like Rob Zombie's Halloween better. I think there's more going on and it's a better pace for someone like me. So if you could remake one horror movie, which one would it be?
So I've thought about this for a little while because I've heard you asked it on other episodes, but I think I'd remake White Noise.
I
think it might have been again early 2000s.
Yeah,
with Michael Keaton in it. Mm-hmm. I really liked the film when I first saw it, and for some reason, I always crave to rewatch it all the time. It's like a guilty pleasure horror film, but it really doesn't hold up right now.
Yeah, I watched it last year, I think, because I was like, I remember this movie, but I don't remember how it was. So
yeah, it's the CGI is really bad, right?
Yeah, it's very bad.
I think it's just some of the editing's a bit strange. So I think that it's like a really creepy premise. Like,
yeah.
And I reckon they could modernize it somehow, like with all our new technology and stuff. So yeah, I would say White Noise. Make it a good film.
Awesome. That's an awesome answer. So my final question is, if you had to spend quarantine with one horror villain, who would it be?
It would have to probably be Mark Duplass's character in Creep. Because he would never be boring. You would literally wake up in the morning and you wouldn't know what to expect. And I feel like he's only dangerous if, like, he's not going to kill me while we're in quarantine because he'll be bored. Where else is he going to find his entertainment? So it would just be towards the end of quarantine, you just kind of have to try and find an escape plan. But during quarantine, you've got your entertainment.
Yeah. Awesome. That's a great answer. I'm looking forward to Creep 3. Whenever it finally comes
out. Yes. Yes. The prequel.
Is it?
Apparently. I think I've read up on it and apparently it's to be a prequel. So that will be like really interesting.
Oh yeah. Definitely interesting. I remember hearing that the script was being written and I told my friend who I watched the first two with, and he was like, those movies have scripts.
Apparently. That's so true, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here and for chatting with me. I'm so glad we got to coordinate this with our very different time zones. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and your YouTube channel?
Yeah, so you can find me on YouTube at Sketchy Ed. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram under Sketchy_Ed. I'm more active on Twitter than I am Instagram these days, but that's pretty much where you can find me.
Awesome. I will leave links to all of those in the show notes and I hope you have a lovely day in Australia.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. Like, it's awesome being able to talk about horror to a person instead of just a camera. So this was great.
That's it for this week's episode of Who's There. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Emma Donovan. And thanks again to Emma for coming on. I'll leave links to her socials in the show notes. You can follow us on Twitter at Who's There Pod. We're on Instagram at Who's There Podcasts. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations, or you'd like to be a guest, shoot us an email at whostherepc@gmail.com. Until next time, stay scary and get boosted.